Hi, my name is Cole Perluski. I'm a goalie, play for the Olds Grizzlies, and I'm 2008.
Cole, as you continue to transition here to the AJHL, you know, what are some of the key things you focused on during your first, seven appearances in this league?
Yeah, just fast league, good pace, older guys. So that's been a bit of an adjustment, ton of skill, but big things just being patient, not trying to overcomplicate things, and at the end of the day, just take your time, make the reads you need to make, and be patient, be confident in my game.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us a little bit about the journey to end up here with the Olds Grizzlies this season.
Yeah, I started off in Victoria to start the year, and then ventured to a few places, ended up in Brooks, which was an amazing experience, learned a lot there. But yeah, really excited to come here to finish the year off and get some AJ experience and try to make the most of it and help myself and help my team.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, you get your first win in this league in Drayton Valley as part of this month-long road trip that your team has been on here. What was that night like for you?
Yeah, it was fantastic. The boys played great. It was a busy night, but boys played really good. It was a huge win. Great to get that out of the way, and just trying to move forward and get some more of those coming up.
Yeah, you bet. And you set a career high in saves in that one with 48. You've had a couple of 40-plus save games now, and a couple of those being wins over at Drayton Valley. How comfortable are you with a big workload and the nights when the puck is coming at you a lot?
Yeah, I find those games are tiring but almost easy in a way, because you're always in it. Find it's easy to get into the game and stay in it. So, yeah, first game was like that, and the last game was busy too, but team's been playing very good. And yeah, just trying to build each game, just keep on getting better in practice, and each game just keep on growing and try to string some more wins together and keep playing good.
You bet. Your first couple games in the league as you're getting adjusted, you know, have now turned into the last five consecutive games you've had a save percentage over .920. Are there any particular indicators that, you know, stats or whatnot that you look at to try and grade your own performance?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. I wouldn't say I put everything on statistics-wise, especially just because just depends on the type of goals against and whatever. And, you know, if you have three breakaways in, it's, you know, I wouldn't say those are bad goals, but yeah, definitely. I mean, more than anything is I'm just trying to look at every game that I'm in, just giving the team the best chance to win. And if I'm doing that every night and I feel like I'm giving my best foot forward, then that's all I'm really looking for. And I feel like if I'm doing that and giving the team a chance to win and winning games, then I feel like the numbers and whatever will come with that.
You bet. How would you describe your own style as a goaltender?
Yeah, I'd say I'm really competitive. First off, I try to play within my skill set, trying to be very patient, good rebound control, try to play as much within structure as I can. Don't try to do too much, but if I need to be athletic or make a save that's out of structure, then I'll be willing to do that. But try to just play a simple game. I feel like it makes it easy for the players as well, with a goalie to play behind that, and as well, puck play is a big thing as well, and just trying to help the DO as well.
Yeah, for sure. And on that point, you know, how much do you like playing the puck, and how do you, you know, work in with a new group of defensemen, you know, communication and finding, chemistry where you guys know what you're going to do or whether you're going to leave it or play it?
Yeah, for sure. I think the biggest thing starts just in practice, practicing that and practicing with your D-men, just lots of communication, over-communicate. But last year, I played on a team where playing the puck was a big thing. So coming into this, especially with how we're playing, is it's on the goalies to play the puck a lot and help the D out, which I feel very comfortable in doing. And I find great benefit in having a playing style that does that and getting the puck out of the zone as quick as possible. So I'm extremely comfortable with that, and took a few games, a few practices to get used to the guys, of course, and whatever. But now I feel like through practice and the last few games of gotten really comfortable, and just trying to keep building that.
Yeah, you bet. And how did you develop your puck playing skills? Is there a coach that helped you? Are there, you know, people that you watched? How did you develop that?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest one was the last 2 years I was at CIHA, and the goalie coach there, David Marcoux, made a big emphasis on puck play and a way to kind of separate yourself between other goalies and help the team win. And I found that that was a huge key, and I practiced it a lot there with him and found great benefit in doing so. Just less time in the zone, helping your D out, and also just getting back on offense as quick as possible. So I think that was kind of a mindset that we had the last 2 years with the team in CIHA, and then coming here, it's kind of been the exact same, which I feel very comfortable in doing.
Excellent. Were there a number of these players that you were familiar with before arriving here?
Yeah, I've played with a handful of guys from CIHA, but also just a whole bunch of guys, younger team, that I've played against my whole life the last few years. So pretty comfortable, even though it was a new group coming in. I definitely knew some guys from the past few years, but also just playing against a whole bunch of guys, you kind of know what they're about. So yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, you bet. And what are your career aspirations here? Obviously with the Grizzlies right now, where would you like to go, Cole?
Yeah, I think like the biggest thing is just trying to find the most success here and win as much as I can, and then past that, try to play college D1 someplace and move on to pro. But at the end of the day, right now I'm just looking one day at a time and just happy to be here right now, and my focus is here. So
yeah, you bet. What's your best minor hockey moment of your career?
I would probably have to say in U17 at CIHA, winning pretty much a whole year, winning everything, winning tournaments, every tournament we played in. I think we played in three, won all of those. Championship we won. It was a great experience. I like to win. The team wanted to win a lot, and we had a ton of success that year, and it was a lot of fun to be a part of.
You bet. Who is your hockey hero? It could be a player, a parent, a coach, anybody.
I would say that growing up, it's always been Carey Price. It's been my guy, especially in his prime. He was very, very good, and I try to model my game after him a lot, even though he doesn't play. I still try to model my game after him, and growing up, that was kind of my guy I looked up to a lot.
Excellent. And the last one for you, obviously you got Corbin Sanderman here as well. How have you guys developed as a duo and as a tandem here?
Yeah, it's been great. I've gotten along with Corbin very well. Two younger goalies. I think we can share some experiences, and he's been great to me, and been a great partner to be alongside and super supportive. So yeah, our bond, I would say, is extremely strong, and yeah, it's been great.
Excellent. Well, keep her going, Cole. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you very much.